You know, Adelstein and the cops don't want to see any further consolidation in the media. You know, they've been traveling around the country for years now, listening to public hearings about this proceeding and hearing the outrage that's out there from members of the public about the idea of further media consolidation. You know, as most members of the public think, that it's crazy that Chairman Martin is even thinking about any kind of further consolidation. We've already got a situation in the country where it's just a small handful of corporations that own almost everything that we see and hear and read, and the idea of giving any more power to those corporations, that small handful of corporations, just seems ridiculous.
Chairman Martin told the New York Times today that there have been 6 hearings across the country regarding this issue. Numerous studies. He says the FCC has been collecting data for a year and a half, and the issues have been pending for years. Now, he says that in a way it makes it sound like there's some type of consensus in this country regarding media ownership rules. I believe that you would disagree on that.
Well, I think there is a consensus around ownership rules, and it's that the rules shouldn't change to allow more corporations, the big corporations, to own any more media outlets. You know, going around to these hearings, it's interesting that the chairman says that he's been around and listened to the people at these, because I've been at many of these hearings, and almost everybody at these hearings speaks out against further media consolidation. You know, there's a whole raft of organizations and small business owners and just a gigantic coalition of people who are opposed to the rule changes. Really, the only people who want the rules to change are Rupert Murdoch and Sam Zell and some of the other big media moguls. You know, if there is consensus on media ownership rules, it's that they shouldn't change.
Now, do you take solace in the comment by North Dakota Senator Byron Dorgan? He said yesterday that there will be a firestorm of protest if the FCC tries to push this ownership rule through.
I think we're already seeing that. Advocacy groups from the left and the right, from all, you know, parts of the political spectrum, I think are already gearing up to put out statements opposing further rule changes. Citizens around the country are mobilizing. People are talking about it. I think if Chairman Martin tries to do anything with this, he's going to be met with a lot of outrage.
When Commissioner Powell tried to do this a few years ago before he left the FCC, he was struck down by the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. And one of the reasons why was the court said that he had failed to adequately justify making these new rules changes. You know, Kevin Martin says, we've gone through all these, you know, years of hearings, et cetera, et cetera. He must have something that he believes that he can provide that would sustain that previous rejection by the court. Do you think, or what do you think what's going through his head right now?
Well, I think, you know, Chairman Martin is under a lot of pressure from the big media corporations who want to continue to gobble up stations. They think that it's important for their profit motives to be able to get even bigger, and so the chairman's under a lot of pressure from industry. That's the reason that he is proposing these changes, and he's done some work to do some public hearings and to have some research put together that backs up his position. You know, our perspective is that the research that he's done is often faulty and incomplete, and there's a lot of work to do to study the impact of consolidation before the FCC can go and make any further changes. In particular, one thing that's come up that we've caught on to over the past year is what a terrible job the FCC has done to promote ownership of media by women and people of color. We've got studies that show that, you know, less than 5%, 6% of stations are owned by women and people of color, despite the fact that women make up half the population, people of color make up a third of the population. You know, that's a clear strike against the FCC if they try to push these forward. Clearly, that's a way that they have not served their mandate. And it's clear that consolidation is going to exacerbate that problem as well.